American songwriter, we had the opportunity to talk to Kylie Trout over Zoom video. Kylie is a 17-year-old singer-songwriter, and she's still in high school senior from Southern California. She told us about how she got into music, how she got into country music specifically, her new song Extra, and having her friends as extras in the music video for Extra. So check that out. And you can watch the interview with myself and Kylie Trout on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. And make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bringin' Back Pod.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringin' It Backwards with Kylie Trout.
Thank you so much for doing this. Our podcast is about your journey in music and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. I did read, you're from Southern California, correct?
Yes, I'm in Southern California.
And that's where we're at. What part of Southern California do you live in?
Riverside.
Oh, okay, Riverside, right on. Are you originally from there, born and raised?
I kind of moved around a little bit, just Inland Empire, so pretty much.
Okay, sure, right on. And how did you get into music?
So I lived with my grandparents for, up until I was 8, my dad and my grandparents, and they were the ones who really introduced me to country music. And, you know, I've just always loved it. And since I was little, I always like related to it. And I was that girl, like my whole family did sports and baseball, and I was like, I don't run. So I didn't do that. I went into music instead.
Okay. And what was the first instrument you picked up? Was it a guitar?
Yeah, I would have to say guitar. I kind of messed around with it when I was little. You know, I feel like every kid has an acoustic guitar for some reason. And then I got like a keyboard. So I tried learning that, I was whatever at it. But this during quarantine, actually, I really picked up the guitar and learned it.
Wow. So you've been spending quite a bit of time practicing during this lockdown, so to speak.
Yep. Okay, it's a weird time, but you know, it's given me that time to pick the bag. Yeah.
That's cool. Nice. And so guitar, and then how did your musical journey begin? Like, what were you in, chorus, choir, anything growing up? You said you talked about your parent or grandparents being musical.
Actually, my grandparents, they were not musical. Nobody in my family's really musical except for my uncle. He plays guitar. That's who got me kind of starting to play. They just like listening to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no, ever since then, and then also a big part of my life that influenced me to go into music and songwriting and all that. I haven't seen my biological mom since I was 4 years old. She was abusive. So growing up with that, that's what it really made me mature from a very young age. That's what really made me start relating to music, because it made me realize, you know, wow, like these other people, they're going through, you know, the same emotions, similar situations that I'm going through. And I just wanted to be able to write music and put it out and hopefully help people the way that music helped me. And it's funny though, because when I was really little, I was very shy. So, you know, I couldn't even order like a meal at McDonald's or anything. I was like, nope, not talking to anybody. I was that little kid in class that like wouldn't answer any questions. Like, nope. And then one day I told my grandma, I was like, I want to do singing lessons. And she was like, are you sure? Like, you think you can do that? And I was like, yeah, like, it'll be fine. So she was like, okay. So she took me, and it was this group singing lesson, and it was me and like three other girls. And then the teacher and the moms were in the room and everything. And we were all singing together. And then she goes, all right, Kylie, it's your turn. And I was like, I looked at my grandma and I started crying. I was like, nope, I ran out of there. I was like, never mind, can't do this. So then a couple of years later, some like sparked in me. I don't know what it was, but I auditioned for a school talent show when I was in fourth grade. So me and my sister, we actually like sang We Were Never Ever Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift. And we had our like dance choreography, everything. And that was actually the first time I'd ever performed on a stage was at my school. And then after that, I was like, I don't want to get off the stage, you know? So I went back to singing lessons, private singing lessons this time though, not in a group. and you know, it's just sparked from there.
Wow. Okay. So that first performance, fourth grade with your sister, is your sister a performer still or no?
She doesn't sing or anything. She was in dance for a while. So okay. Got that.
Nice. Okay. So you do that performance, you get the bug, you're going to singing lessons. Were you able, like, when did you start writing your own songs and were you able to kind of write down some of those feelings that you were having? You were talking about, you know, with your mom early on, and you were using music as kind of a coping mechanism. Were you able to like use that as, you know, a way to kind of express yourself?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think all of my emotions and the person that I am today, it's all, a lot of it's based on what happened, you know, when I was little. So, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, and I'm a strong believer in everything happens for a reason. Bad things, you know, good things come out of bad situations. So, yeah, I definitely do. I started writing when I was, I want to say like 13 is when I started writing. And a year or two ago, I actually wrote and released a song about my mom, and the emotions that I was feeling. That was really inspired by Kelly Pickler's song, I Wonder. That's about her mom. We have kind of similar backstories, on that. So I was like, you know, this song really helped me when I was little, and I want to be able to help other people. So I did that, and I wrote the song, and, you know, I was kind of freaked out on releasing it, because I was like, wow, this is vulnerable. I don't know if I can do this. But I did it. And, you know, my dad, we were sitting down, he talked to me, and he was like, you know, you have to release this song. It's not just for you, you know, it's to help other people as well. Like, you got to always remember that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, Dad. So did it. And, you know, the response from that song, it's called Can't Remember Growing Up.
I was going to ask you what the title was.
Yeah, okay. It's called Can't Remember Growing Up. And the response was just, oh my gosh, like people from all around the world were like reaching out to me and told me that, you know, this song saved them. The song really helped them. The song reminded them that they're not alone. And it was just awesome, because, you know, that was my goal. And
was that the first song you ever released, like put out into the world, or no?
No, I want to say it was like my third.
Oh, okay. But still, yeah, it's still pretty early on. I mean, I'm looking at it on Spotify. It has over 100,000 plays. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that made me really
happy. Must be, yeah, really validating. I mean, putting yourself out there like that, being vulnerable, and then getting the response that it's got. That's amazing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So super blessed, super grateful.
What was the first song you wrote and put up on like a streaming service? And tell me about that experience.
Oh my goodness. I can't listen to it anymore. It gets on my nerves.
It's usually the answer.
I'm such like a perfectionist, and I'm like my own worst critic. So every time I hear like any recording of me at all, especially from like a while ago, oh my gosh, it irks me. But that song was like about this boy that like I was in love with. It's called Wish It Was With Me. And he had like this girlfriend that I hated, and she was so mean, and I just needed to get my frustration out. So yeah, that was that song. Very heartfelt for like a 13-year-old.
Okay. You were 13 at the time too, when you put it out.
Yeah, I think I was. I think I was 13.
Oh my gosh. That's brave. I mean, wow. 13 to put a song out that you wrote about like a crush of yours in high school. I'm sure they all know who it is. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's the funny thing. I always, because I really like writing about personal experiences. That's like my thing. I think a lot of other songwriters can say that as well. But it's like, I live in like this smaller town where like everybody knows each other. So it's like, everybody's always like guessing who it's about. And I'm like, I'll never tell.
Okay. That's funny. You're still in high school now, right? Senior?
Yes, this is my senior year.
How's that? Like, that must be wild with the current state of the world.
Oh my gosh. It's cool. And it's also, it sucks because, you know, I mean, as it was like already before, you know, the whole pandemic hit and everything, I really didn't get to have that like full on high school experience that like, you know, all the other kids got. Like, I've never been to a school dance because, you know, I have music and that's my career and that's what I choose, you know, over those school things, you know, had to miss football games, all that. So now it's like, now there's another excuse not to go to those things, you know what I mean? But now I'm doing school online, so it gives me a lot more time to focus on music. So it's cool, and it also kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for people in your position. I mean, like kids that graduated high school last year, like your school didn't have like a graduation. I mean, like, I think about that stuff. Like, you know, I graduated a long time ago, but when I graduated, you know, you have the whole stadium of people and it's this big deal. Right. And then they strip that from you guys.
Yep. Now it's all like, all right, you're doing Zoom graduation.
Right. I mean, even especially, I'm sure like kids, you talk, you know, kids in sports at your school, maybe there's a football player that's going to go on a scholarship to some expensive school, but it's like, well, you know,
It's
are they going to even, you know, play? It's just so, it's so bizarre right now.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends in sports that were like, we're going to, you know, they had things lined up and now it just got ripped from them.
Did it really? So they just, the colleges are like, sorry.
Yeah, crazy. I guess so.
Oh my goodness. Well, you obviously have your eyes set on what you want to do as far as performing, being a musician, and you're obviously doing that. Was it hard to kind of juggle that early on? Like the school performing out and writing records type lifestyle?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like I can say that I've handled it pretty well. I've managed to keep straight A's somehow. all throughout school, so that's good. But it's hard because I have to take, since I live in Southern California and I record out in Nashville, I have to take like weeks off.
Oh wow, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, so I've taken weeks off at a time, and luckily all my teachers for the most part have been very gracious and they understand. So that makes it so much more helpful, but they still give me so much work. And I've like literally gone to Nashville and came home and I'm like, I can't go to school tomorrow. I don't have this work done. So I have to like stay up all night long.
Oh my gosh.
And try to finish it. So it sucks, but you do what you gotta do.
And they're pretty cool about it, obviously. I mean, they give you the packet work. What about people in your school? Are they like, you know, you've got a fan base and things going on. Are people pretty excited for you, or are they? Or is it the opposite?
Oh no, people are pretty cool about it. I feel like nobody really gets it, you know?
Okay.
They're like, oh, you sing, like, oh, cool. Or like, they're like, oh, you're famous. I'm like, no, I'm not famous. Like, so it's like, either like one or the other. I don't know.
Okay.
But you know, people are pretty cool about it.
That's nice. How did you start getting those first trips out to Nashville? Like, how did that start?
When did it start? I want to say, like the four years ago, something like that. But I first went to Nashville. I flew into Nashville and then we drove to Pigeon Forge because I was in a singing competition out there. So that was like my first little taste of Tennessee. And that was before I started recording or anything. And then, you know, I feel like once you go there, you kind of get that bug and then you always want to go back. And then I met my producer, out there, so now it's like I just
how did you meet the producer?
Through a co-writer, actually. Really good buddies with him. He's a co-writer on a lot of my songs that I've released. His name is Jason Hamer. He introduced me to my producer. His name is Bill McDermott. He is incredible. So
I've heard that name before. They've worked with some pretty big names. I've heard that name before. So is all the songs that you've put out so far, have all of those been written and recorded in Nashville, or do you record it now?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
I said, are all the songs that are out now, like on your Spotify, because your record hasn't came out yet. You have a record coming out, right? Your full first official release.
Yeah, my first EP. I want to say only two songs were recorded out here. Those are my very first two songs. And then after that, it's all been by Bill.
Everything in Nashville. Okay.
In Nashville, yeah.
Wow. And what about performing live? Have you had a chance to go out and perform in like Riverside area, or aside from competitions, singing competitions?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even remember the last time I competed in a competition, honestly. But yeah, I have a band out here. So we do a lot of, you know, local gigs. It's been kind of hard lately because everything's, Shut down. Not completely open. Yeah. Right. So we actually have our first show back tomorrow. On
really?
Halloween.
Yeah. Where are you guys playing?
In Yucaipa. Okay. It's a brewery. It's called Hops and Spokes Brewery. So I'm super pumped for that.
Oh, wow. So, way up in Northern California. Is that what you're talking
about? No, Yucaipa.
Yucaipa. I think it says Eureka. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. I was like, whoa, that's quite the drive you have to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Is it like a socially distanced type deal, or like how are they doing it? Any idea?
So it's all outside. I know they have like outside seating and everything. And since, you know, I don't think a lot of people will be trick-or-treating, I guess they have some stuff going on for kids.
Cool.
And have like a costume competition and stuff. So I bet it'll be pretty cool. I'm super excited.
Are you dressing up?
Probably not. I'll probably just wear all black and Halloween spirit.
There you go. Have you had a chance to jam with your band at all since quarantine started?
Yeah, not a whole bunch. Okay. We just had a practice, you know, a couple weeks ago. And then we're going to practice again. But yeah, it's been kind of scattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with this new release coming out, do you have all of the songs written, recorded, ready to go? Like, where are we at on the EP?
So I am still working on it. I'm going back to Nashville soon, actually, within the next few months to go finish it up. But I have a couple songs already done and recorded, and I'm in the works of finishing the writing process right now. So,
awesome. Yeah. Very cool. And do you not have a record label, correct? Or are you signed?
No, I'm independent.
Independent? Mm-hmm. Very cool. Are you going to try to shop it around to get signed? Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, yeah, you know, I'm still young, you know, I don't want to settle for, you know, the first record label that pops up. I've met with a handful, but, you know, just having that good team that you feel so comfortable with and you want to make sure it's the right fit, that's so important to me mm-hmm. personally. And I have a great team right now and, you know, we're making things happen right now. So everything will work out in time, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
With COVID and all this, aside from obviously everybody being inside and you can't go to high school anymore right now and everything else that's happening in the world, like how did that directly affect your EP coming out, or if it did, or the writing process of the record? Did you have sessions scheduled that you had to push, or shows that you, or tours you were supposed to do, anything of that sort?
Yeah, so I had quite a few shows that had to be canceled, unfortunately. I was going to open for the Marshall Tucker Band, which I was so excited.
Oh, wow.
But
like on a full tour or just like a couple dates?
Just like, I believe it was just like one stop, but still.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but sadly that got canceled. So hopefully it'll be rescheduled. But yeah, a lot of shows got postponed, canceled, so we'll see what 2021 brings. And with the whole writing thing, you know, during this time I feel like a lot of people, everybody basically in the industry was just, you know, had open arms. So I got to reach out to a lot of people and, you know, meet new people and start writing with new people. So that's actually been pretty cool, you know. Of course they're FaceTime rights, but
yeah,
you know,
I was gonna ask you about that.
You get to reach everybody all over the country, you know? So it's kind of, it works.
Like, tell me about those like FaceTime writing sessions. Is it weird?
I mean, to some people it is, but to me it's not, because I did that pre-COVID anyways. So, you know, just.
Oh, you were already doing virtual writing sessions because your producer was in Nashville anyway. So it wasn't like you guys were flying back and forth every few days or anything.
Right. No. I usually went to Nashville like three, four times a year, stay out there for like a week or so, get everything dialed in. But no, I have quite a few co-writers that, you know, we would just FaceTime because it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's funny. I can't imagine, like, is it hard to kind of get the emotion through the computer? Like, I mean, like you're trying to show them something or write something, like or is it just like sitting in the room with them no matter what? It doesn't really feel different.
I feel like nothing's like in-person co-write. Like in-person co-write, you get that, you know, you find that chemistry, you get the vibe going. So nothing can really compare to that. But, you know, it still works. It's just the only thing I will say, it's kind of hard if you have like three people in the right and two of you are like playing guitar. Mm-hmm. That gets very like, oh my goodness. That
oh yeah,
is.
It's all off.
Yeah, but that's like, I would say that's to me the only downside,
really. Okay, like the latency issue with it. Right on. Yeah. What was I gonna ask you? So tell me about this EP. Do you have a date or release, or not really, just because it's kind of still kind of up in the air because it's not finished? You're just hoping for next year?
Oh, it will be next year for sure. Okay. Don't have a certain date yet since we're still in the process of putting it all together, but I'm hoping early next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to get it out. I'm so excited. Because, you know, I've only released singles up until this point. And, you know, I did that on purpose to start, you know, getting that base, that fan base, that, you know, getting the emotions flowing. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I just want to be able to give people more of me and who I am and, you know, my stories, and hopefully they relate to my stories. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah. And the most recent song you put out, Extra, that just came out couple weeks ago, right? A week and a half
ago.
Or
yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about
2 weeks
song.
Ago today.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday.
This song, it was a process to write. Okay. Let me tell you. I brought the idea to buddy Jason Hamer, and we wrote, I call them drafts now. We wrote the first draft of the song. Okay. And then I sat with it a while and I was like, you know what? This isn't exactly how I want it to be. So then I brought it to another writer. His name's Mark Addison Chandler. And we rewrote the entire thing. And then I sat on that and I was like, now this isn't it. And then I was getting real frustrated. So my family was like, why don't we all write it together? So then we all tried to write it together. And like I said earlier, my family's not musically inclined. So you can probably imagine how that worked out, but love them for trying. So then I just took all those ideas and I sat down by myself and I rewrote the entire thing again by myself. And that is the version that you hear.
There you go.
It took a few times, but
that was
we
gut.
Got it.
Yeah. Did you ever circle it back around to that first person?
Like, yeah, I did. I sent it to them and I was like, what do you think? And they're like, oh, this is so much better. So I was like, okay, good. Did the right thing.
Nice. Very cool. And did you do a video? There's a video for that song too, right?
Yes. Recently, I want to say last month or the month before that, we shot a video here in my hometown. All of my friends were in it. That was really, really fun. So this song is about, like, it's a personal story based upon this guy I was with. It was kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, it's not really too good for you, but you kind of just sort of like, whatever. And then when we broke up, this guy, like, the one word, if I could describe him in one word, it would be extra. And there's a few examples of that in the song, like things that he did, like, oh, you got a new blonde, funny, she looks like me. You know, unfollow my Instagram, follow me back, just so you know that I see your name. Just those kind of like annoying, stupid, extra things. And my whole family hates him. So I thought it'd be funny to write a song about that. And I hope that
Fair
people
enough.
Can, you know, relate to it and laugh. But yeah.
That's cool. And the video you said was shot with your friends and everything. Tell me about that. Like, how did you get a crew together? And like, was it filmed during this pandemic and all? And you said it was just a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, it was just a couple of months ago. And before that, I hadn't seen anybody since when did it hit, like March?
Yeah, like early March, yeah.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen anybody. So I was really excited to be able to, you know, take that day and just be able to socialize again.
Sure.
And that was, to this day, that's still like the only people that I've hung out with this entire time. So, but yeah, it was fun. It was all outside. So that made it cool. My videographer's name is Steven Campos. He's awesome. He directed my last music video that I released back in February. Did this one too, and it went great. And it's funny too, because, you know, all my friends, none of them are actors or anything, never done anything like this. So they were all like nervous and they're like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, just go with it. But they pulled it off. We all pulled it off, and I love it and I'm happy with it and I can't wait to release it.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. I bet they're going to be super stoked to see it too. Like,
oh yeah,
the
they're
video.
Always messaging me like, when are we going to release it? Like, you got to tell me. And I'm like, just wait.
Exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kylie, so much for talking with me today. I really, really appreciate it. My last question for you is, I want to know if you have any advice for other aspiring artists.
Yeah, I always say, you know, this industry is very hard and there's so much talent in it. So the main thing is just to keep pushing and, you know, putting as much work into it as possible. Because if you slip for a day, you know, somebody's going to pass you up. So just always keep your head in the game and surround yourself with good people who lift you up. Because that's the other thing, you know, I feel with a lot of musicians, we are our own worst enemy when we get in our head. So it's really important to have that uplifting team around you. But yeah, just put in the work.